Downtown Kernersville's Arts Divine presents Witch's Crawl Friday night, October 11th from 5 to 9. You can stroll the streets of historic downtown, dressed up in costume if you so desire, and see businesses transformed into art galleries, hosting a variety of triad artists and musicians. North Carolina wine samplings will be happening everywhere you turn, and local food purveyors will offer tasty tidbits as well. Along with art, wine, and food will be live music by Not Dead Yet Blues Band, the Sunset Jazz Quartet, and several individual artists as well, like Celtic wind player Sharon Fogarty, downtown Kernersville's Eclection owner Chris Federico, and Mud Pies Pottery and Gifts Cindy Stoltz were among the first to organize Arts Divine. The thrill is gone. What is Arts Divine?
Well, just a collaborative effort amongst a group of people to kind of just bring art, wine, and music to the public to enjoy and have an evening of casual, relaxing time with friends.
Sounds like a winner to me, and it's in a nice location.
Yeah, it's in historic downtown Kernersville, and we transform the downtown into an arts district for the evening.
How do you do that? How do you transform a downtown into an arts district?
Well, each business hosts a different artist, musician, winery, or a combination of the three. And we have visitors coming from all over, probably within a 50-mile radius, coming to the event.
Wow.
And they stroll the streets, go into each of the businesses, meet the business owners, and get to enjoy some of the local art from the Triad area.
It's a great concept, and it's grown a lot since we first chatted. Was it 3 years ago? When was the first?
5 years.
5 years ago. Gosh, I can't believe it. It's
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
How has it grown? What's new with Arts Divine?
Well, this year, for the first time, we're doing wine gardens, and that gives people the ability to purchase wine by the bottle or glass and bring it to the wine garden and hang out in the beautiful weather and enjoy their bottle of North Carolina wine. Pop the cork and hang out.
Boy, it sounds great. And what kind of feedback do you get, Cindy, from folks attending Arts Divine? What are folks saying about it?
Oh, they love it. They love it. They all make an effort to attend each year, always asking about, you know, are we going to have it? Are we going to have it again? And so very excited about it, for sure.
Great. And the local businesses get a kick out of this as well, I imagine.
Oh, totally. I mean, it brings so many people to our downtown and really exposes the visitor to the businesses. A lot of new businesses, and we've made a lot of changes to our downtown, and a lot of people have not had the opportunity to come down, and now this is their chance to enjoy it.
Now, I know this is a labor of love in many respects. I mean, it's a full-time job practically. What do you love about it so much? What keeps you engaged at this level so many years in a row, Cindy?
Well, I think for me personally, it's just, you know, the night of the event, it's so exciting to see all the people, you know, really enjoying the event. And then, too, I think it is such a great event for our town that's rewarding in itself, because when people are talking about it weeks and months and even the next year, still excited about what they found out and realized about our downtown, and it brings them back all during the year. So it's just a win-win situation all the way around, and it just brings the right crowd.
Kernersville Eclection owner Chris Federico and Mud Pies Pottery and Gifts Cindy Stoltz. They've organized and will participate in downtown Kernersville's Arts Divine Witch's Crawl Friday night, October 11th from 5 to 9. We've been sampling from some of the live music that'll be going on at Arts Divine with the Not Dead Yet Blues Band, the Sunset Jazz Quartet, Celtic wind player Sharon Fogarty, and several individual artists. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.